Ivan, are you there? GMI Studios, are you in the Ukraine?
Yes, sir. I am in Lviv, Ukraine, Western Ukraine, to be exact.
Thank you so much, and be well, and take care of yourself for joining us. Can you give us the latest on the sense of how the people are doing, what part of the country you're in, what the feeling is, what the reality is? Are we seeing the reality in this horrific situation, and what is the feeling from the ground in the Ukraine?
So in Lviv, Western Ukraine, it's the city's, you know, hundreds of miles away from the front lines. Signs of war are evidence that there have been bombings here at the airport and in a military facility north of here since I've arrived. But if you're out on the street in Lviv, in the central district, in the historic district, it doesn't look at all like there's war in Ukraine. And you know, as far as talking to the people, cab drivers, people at a lunch place, people we run across as we do reporting here, the mood is very positive. People are, Ukrainians generally are convinced that they are going to win this thing. They feel very, very united, even with the people fighting on the front lines, even though they're hundreds of miles away.
Wow.
And there are some who are already making plans for what to do after the war.
So is there a sense of reality, but yet optimism that they will prevail in terms of not acquiescing to Putin and Russia?
Yeah, the optimism is just it's everywhere, I would say.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's the result of the Ukrainian media rallying behind this effort, or this is just, you know, how the people of Ukraine are. But everyone we speak to is sure this thing will be over and that Ukraine will prevail.
You're listening to Ivan Petchikov. He's the senior editor of the Epoch Times in Ukraine, live in the western part of the country. Ivan, I want to ask you this, and thank you so much for joining us live here in New England on our network of news talk stations. Ivan, what's the normal everyday economy like there? You say where you are, you're far away from the Kyiv and maybe north of Kyiv or the southern city that's been hammered. But what's the economy like, everyday life in where you are in the Ukraine?
So in Lviv, and I've been to a half a dozen other cities, Chernobyl, not to be confused with Chernobyl, Truskavets, Ivano-Frankivsk. The cities are very much normal. And in fact, they look more crowded or more bustling than they did before the war because they filled up with refugees, who have fled from the east. Businesses are open, everything's running, and the atmosphere in the streets is positive. The playgrounds are full of kids. So
wow.
In the west, one could you know, if you're not paying attention, you probably wouldn't be able to tell that there's war. The signs of war that are present. In Lviv, for example, there's lots of architecture that's hundreds of years old, 16th, 17th century. It's being boarded up now. The windows of churches, the stained glass is being boarded up in case bombs do, you know, fall into the city eventually or the war comes to the city. There are block posts when you're getting out of the city, so your vehicles are getting scanned and checked when we drive around. And as far as, you know, just taking photos around the city is just a sensitive thing because local media is advising people to look out for, Russian spies or people doing, reconnaissance. So whenever you take a picture, people might, whether they're just a passerby or a police officer or a military person, they come up to people who take photos and try to find out if they're accredited media or who they are, et cetera.
Ivan, again, before I let you go, thank you again on the ground live this morning on our show from the Ukraine, or our time. Ivan, what's the sense with the people you talk with there as you do your reporting for the Epoch Times on, you're probably aware President Biden is on his way to Brussels for a full NATO G7 meeting, more than 25 world leaders. Then he's on his way to Poland to assess the refugee situation and say hi to some of our troops. I think the 82nd Airborne, we have more than 5,000 at least 82nd Airborne there, but is the sense in the Ukraine where you are that the world is supporting them? Is the United States supporting them? And do they feel, they're not a NATO nation, but do they feel like the U.S. and some of these other nations are doing enough or not enough?
the overall sense, especially with refugees, we've spoken to a lot of refugees who have fled from the east, the train stations and the border crossings. The sense is that certainly not enough is being done because, you know, these people are coming out of cities that have been, you know, nearly bombed out of existence. You know, these folks are saying that that the U.S. or the U.N., et cetera, need to close the sky over Ukraine. So they do feel like Ukraine is in this alone. On the other hand, you know, the aid has been pouring into the country from Europe, from all over the world. There's just so much of it. Everywhere we go, there are humanitarian hubs distributing aid, you know, sorting it into what needs to go to the east to help the hard-hit cities there, mm-hmm. what needs to stay here in the west to help refugees. That Ukraine is just full of humanitarian aid, and when we ask people how they feel about it, they're very much touched by how much, you know, how the world has come together to help
right.
them in that way.
And Ivan, I'm going to let you go on this question. Vladimir Zelensky has amazed me. I know he has a communications and entertainment background, but he's risen to the occasion when history is on call. I mean, when the moment's here, he's risen. I think Vladimir Putin underestimated not only the Ukrainian people, but the leader. Is he as popular, is Zelensky as popular where you are and the Western Ukraine as he seems to be globally?
Oh, yeah, totally. And he's changed a lot of minds. I've spoken to a number of people who didn't like Zelensky before the war, didn't think he was competent, but were totally blown away by how he has, you know, stood up to the occasion, basically. And even people, so we've spoken to a Polish soldier who came to fight for Ukraine here, and he said he heard a Zelensky speech and he packed his bag and he came here to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine. So it's even drawn people from other countries to come and or Zelensky has drawn other people from other countries to come fight here with how inspiring he is, I guess.
Ivan, I'm going to let you go. Ivan Penchikov, the senior editor, Epoch Times, live from Ukraine. Good morning, New Hampshire, GMI Studios. Thank you, Ivan, and be well and take care of yourself. And amazing stuff, amazing and very eye-opening. Thank you, Ivan.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.